salvation, and what we're going to see, we're going to read through this in chapter 24, and we're going to, starting in verse 14, look at the Apostle Paul describing salvation as following the way of worshiping God. He says, I'm a follower of the way and I worship God. That is not how I've ever heard the gospel ever shared by anybody. And I know a lot of people say, oh, the book of Acts is transitional. It is. But this is one of the events out of the gazillions that were going on that God wanted us to focus on. And so as we focus on it, follow along. Look at verse 14. And just for the context of what is happening, Paul is dragged in. Remember, they tried to beat him up, and he's dragged in chapter 24 before the Sanhedrin. And by verse 10, Paul is before the governor, and his name is Felix. He's the Roman governor. And look what Paul says. But this I confess to you, verse 14 of Acts 24, that according to the way, which they call a sect, so I worship the God of my fathers. He doesn't stop there. This is Paul's gospel presentation. He says, believing all things which are written in the law and the prophets, I have hope in God, which they themselves also accept, that there will be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. Verse 16, this being so, I myself always strive to have a conscience without offense toward God and men. Verse 24. And after some days, when Felix came with his wife, Drusilla, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. Verse 25, now as he reasoned, so this is Paul's gospel presentation when he gets Drusilla in there. He reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and judgment to come. Paul is facing this teenaged, fabulously wealthy woman who is living in moral decadence and a rich and famous husband. And so what does he share as the gospel? Look back up. This is the outline of what he says. He says, starting in verse 14, believers follow a new way, and it's Christ. He's the way. And believers worship God. And believers, he says, I believe everything that's written in the Bible. Believers trust all of God's word. And believers hope in God. And believers believe in the resurrection and judgment to come. And they live a changed life. And they explain that faith in Christ involves righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come. Did you know what Paul did? Paul made it hard for Felix and Drusilla. Paul does not give an easy-to-believe, try-Jesus message. Note the audience that heard Paul's message. Paul is facing pagans, steeped in sin, lost and doomed. And what does he tell them? He says people need to be told that God demands perfection. He told them about righteousness. That's where he started. He reasoned about righteousness. And what he said is, this is God's standard, and only perfect people go to heaven. Are you perfect, Felix and Drusilla? And Drusilla was starting to squirm her 19-year-old body in the chair, thinking about the man she's still married to that she left in Rome and ran off with this latest one. She's only 19. Wow. The standard we share as God's representatives is that perfect righteousness is needed by humans. And then we share the bad news that there is none righteous, not even one. And then we point them to the source of perfect righteousness, Christ righteousness. Secondly, people need to be told that God demands that they conform to his absolute standard. It's required that we begin to live in self-control. Paul, look at what he says there. He reasoned with them in verse 25 of chapter 24 about righteousness, God's perfect standard, self-control. What happens to us when we get saved? When we get saved, the Holy Spirit comes in and starts to restrain us from the way we were. This self-control does not come from outward restraint imposed by others. It's an inward change prompted by God's grace. Paul always said that. That's what Titus 2 is. The grace of God that brings salvation teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust and to live soberly, righteously, and godly. Titus 2:13. That's the gospel. Finally, people need to be told the third thing. Look at verse 25 about judgment. Anyone who fails to exhibit self-control and to conform them to God's righteous standard apart from salvation which comes, his righteousness comes with salvation. If you don't get that, then you're facing judgment. They would be required to stand before God and answer for every evil deed they ever committed.